Last Word on Business.
With Fitzgerald Power, run your SME with reliable, efficient and personalised accounting services. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
To the business news with Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post. And some interesting things in the annual CPL jobs survey. Start with 60% of workers apparently saying they would turn down a job if it didn't offer work from home options and that it would be more important than salary.
Well, it's just behind salary as the most important thing for people when switching jobs. 60%, as you said, would actually turn down a job if they didn't offer some form of work from home or a hybrid work from home and work from the office policy. And that has obviously shot up since the pandemic. But if you're a boss, Matt, there are plenty of offices now vacant out there. Landlords are seeing their valuations drop. Companies want their employees back in. And despite attempts over the last couple of years to get people back into the office full time, it's not going away. And they are now having to concede that, yes, there will be hybrid work working if they want to hire staff away. While salary still is the most important thing, it has crept up over the last number of years now that people just expect to be offered this, not working from home all of the week, but they do expect to have in that flexibility that some days of the week, perhaps 3 or 4 days of the week, that people now, if you want to get them to switch jobs, they are going to have to not just offer a higher salary, but say explicitly, you're going to have to work from home. Because Matt, still, according to this survey by the big recruitment company CPL, 2/3 of workers actually have flexible options in place right now. So they're not going to give it up even for a higher salary.
Okay. And then what about the fact that maybe more than half of people are thinking of moving jobs?
There's no loyalty at various nearby workers. I suppose we are in the type of job market, Matt, that there are, it is full employment, but there is still a huge amount of vacancies in the economy, particularly in some big areas of the economy where there is a shortage of skills. So people out there are in demand. People will always look for jobs, and they expect over the next 12 months, Matt, people are saying, well, how much of a salary increase should I expect? There are people in some areas of the economy demanding up to a 10% increase in their salary. So the jobs market is booming, and if employers want to get people, they're going to have to pay a little bit higher and also offer this flexibility. There's a couple of other interesting little stats in this survey, Matt. And we've spoken about artificial intelligence and its potential to destroy jobs over the next couple of decades. Well, according to this survey, only 12% of workers believe that AI will have a negative impact. 46% think it will have no impact. And 40% actually think it will be positive. I think that's very optimistic because most employers out there, when they are looking at the use of AI as a productivity tool, Matt, it's not just ChatGPT. There are all sorts of artificial intelligence tools coming down the line. They're not looking at it as to help existing workers. They're looking at it to remove workers entirely, because AI will be able to do so many things right now in the legal sector, the accounting, the finance sector, that you just won't need the employees. So I think Irish workers should be very well aware of the dangers, but right now they are not. They see AI is actually helping them in their employment.
Dairy Gold is one of the country's biggest food companies, but tell us about a difficult 2023, it is reported, and also a relatively poor outlook for this year.
Yeah, and we kind of forget that there are lots of big Irish food companies out there, and we all see Dairy Gold products in the supermarkets, but we forget how big it is because it actually exports so much of its milk and cheese products abroad. And in 2022, it was obviously a very good year. The price of dairy products was rising, but they collapsed last year, not just at a retail level here in Ireland, but around the world, and particularly in China, where we export so much dairy products. The company coming out today and saying that its turnover last year fell by more than 250 million euro down to around 1.4 billion euro, and its profits fell by over 16 million euro down to 24 million euro. Now that is a huge drop over the course of just 1 year, and they attribute it to difficult export markets, particularly in China, where demand for imported milk products hasn't picked up a bit, and they still say the outlook this year isn't great. That's having an impact on farmers who who, of course, are impacted by milk prices. Dairy Gold say they were able to keep the price up a little bit. They're able to support farmers, but that can't continue. And if you look at the headwinds, we, Matt, export so much dairy. It goes into milk formula, it goes into whey protein, and all of these things. And it's a great export industry, and it keeps farming income higher than it could be from just the domestic products that they sell here. But if that's happening abroad, you couple that with the weather crisis that's going to have an impact this year, and something which I know, I think John Gibbons might have spoken to you about in the past, that there is going to be a big change coming for Irish dairy farmers over the next while, and that's the ending of an EU derogation that we've had from the Nitrates Directorate, which effectively means that farmers will not be able to produce as much on their land as they had been in the past. So the outlook for farming, well, they did enjoy a pretty good 2022. The last year was poor, and the outlook again this year is not that good. And you think of all of the co-ops around the country, Matt, all of the farmers who a decade ago were told, invest in your land, invest in your livestock, upgrade your milk parlours, because there will be unlimited exports once EU quotas ended. And it's coming back to haunt a lot of people now in the dairy industry.
It is indeed. 24 million in operating profits at Dairy Gold, down 16 million on the previous year. And yet, one of the big companies that they sell to, Tesco, had its sales up by 9% in Ireland last year. Go figure. We have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.